Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Bly is here, too. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 15 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's one of the top direct response copywriters on the planet in the history of copywriting, probably in the galaxy. The author of something under 150 books on the topic, and have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Start Your Own Business After 50, the Digital Marketing Handbook, Foolproof Marketing. I don't know. I couldn't carry all of them in here. I'd hurt myself. He's our good friend, Bob Bly. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So how did I miss it? 150?
It's way less than that, okay. But it's 95 so far.
See my point, folks? You know, I didn't miss it by much. I mean, you never – it's hard to be hyperbolic with Bob. He's so prolific. Hey, Bob, it's good to have you back. As you know, and as I say all the time here on the show, if small businesses have a lot of strengths, their special sauce is something that big companies wish they could buy, and they'd write a check for it if they knew how to use it.
But they often do buy it.
Well, they try, but it's clunky when they ham-fisted when they use it. But it's so natural out here on Main Street. But the two areas where we're really lacking, where the chinks in our armor, our weak links, are in HR and marketing, and that last one is your purview. Help us get better at marketing.
Well, the biggest, it's funny, I was on a copywriting forum, and people were arguing about whether they thought about a certain aspect of copywriting, in particular, does long copy work, it doesn't work, copy should be as short as possible. One guy was saying use the fewest possible words. And what I thought was interesting is that people argue about stuff that is not subjective. They argue about stuff that now, thanks to the digital age and Google Analytics and other software, can be measured. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to guess, you don't have to argue, and you don't have to let personal preference get in the way anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, personal preference and your own paradigms have cost people a lot of money, last century, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah, and I give a simple example. I always disliked those publishers' clearinghouse mailings. You know, I thought they were cheesy and they were – but does that mean that Bob Bly doesn't like it, they don't work?
Right. Because they probably worked, didn't they?
They made a fortune for many decades.
I don't know if I ever told you the story about my first trip to a market. I was a freshman in college, and the guy I was working for invited me to go to a market, a big furniture market. And mm-hmm. I was really excited. I mean, it was a real honor for him to do that, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. But he wanted me to take notes on what he was buying so he'd remember what he bought when he got back, which I was doing, and he was picking out stuff. And I said, I finally, one time after a while, I said, Mr. Mangum, do you like those sofas you just bought? He said, I hate them. I said, well, why did you buy them? He said, because other people will buy them. He said, if I bought everything that I liked, I'd get to keep all my furniture.
That's very good story.
He said, I'm in the business of selling furniture.
That's a very good story and is a big, important truth, right, isn't it?
I was 18 years old. You think that wasn't a lesson for me?
You're lucky you had it that early.
I was. No, it made a big impact. I'm still telling it all these years later. So yeah. Give us an example of some tips that we can use.
Well, there are certain principles based on this testing that we, you know, when we test that, they always come out the same, and we call them marketing axioms. They turn out always to be true. Here's one. that there is no guaranteed correlation between ad likability, whether people like or are amused or entertained by an ad, and its sales effectiveness. A great example is, do you remember the old sock puppet ad
for
the internet? Yeah, the people, I think that won several awards. People thought it was clever and funny, and the company, I believe, went out of business. Just because people like an ad, it's just like with your furniture.
Right.
How about
the Super Bowl ads that everybody loves, but nobody can tell you what the product was?
That's even more interesting the way you put it. I always ask people after the Super Bowl, they say, what ad did you like? And I said, well, what was the product? And they don't know.
Yeah. So what's the moral of that story?
The moral of that story is that results are king, and except for the Super Bowl, which is a one-time event, in most marketing situations, you can test what you're going to do on a small scale, and if it works, you ramp it up, and if it doesn't, you kill it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of there's been a lot of money wasted by corporate America on television because the CEO likes to see his brand dancing across the screen, doesn't it?
Yeah, there was an old TV show, I don't know if you remember it, about the ad business, 30-something.
Yeah.
And the evil guy, who was the big ad agency guy, says, what's the purpose of the ad? And his employee says, to sell the product? He goes, no. What's the purpose of the commercial? And he said, to sell the product? He goes, no, a few ads in a trade magazine will do this, that. This is to make the CEO happy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you got to be careful about that, folks. Don't get roped into what your own eye is. And that's the reason why I take my hand off of a lot of this stuff in my operation, because I'm not – here's one thing I'll tell a lot of CEOs, small business CEOs out there. We're probably not the best pitch people for our own product. There's probably somebody else who's better at it because we're a little too close. What do you think, Bob?
I think that's true probably 80 to 95% of the time.
Yep.
Occasionally you meet someone who is, and I knew someone who was. Do you remember the commercials for the Hair Club for Men?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, I knew Cy Sperling very well, and he was the best pitch person for his product, but that's rare.
Yeah. Bob, I need your website quickly, please. Bob, what's your website quickly, please?
Bly.com.
BLY.com. I knew it, but I want to hear him say it. It's one of the best websites in the world, folks. Three letters, BLY.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.